Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, Executive Editor for SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on remote location disaster recovery, pitfalls to avoid. I'm joined today by Greg Schultz, founder of the Storage IO Group, a technology analyst firm providing services focused on IT storage, storage management, networking, and related technologies and topics. Greg has worked with Unix, Windows, Mainframe, OpenVMS, and other hardware, network, and software environments. He is the author of The Green and Virtual Data Center and Resilient Storage Networks, and has contributed to other projects, including The Resilient Enterprise and Virtual Storage Redefined. Welcome, Greg.
Hello, Karen. Thanks for having me here today.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about remote location DR pitfalls. I'll spend the next 8-plus minutes asking Greg to answer a number of questions about today's topic. So let's get started. First, can you tell us what are the biggest problems mid-market CIOs face when addressing remote office disaster recovery?
Several different ones, Karen, come to mind. One certainly is the awareness at that remote site, of that remote facility, of that remote office, that branch office, of the various risks, the reasons why they need to be protected. So there's the lack of awareness from the remote office. But then there's the various threat risks, the various challenges, the various regulations that apply outside of those of the traditional data center to that remote office. Then you start to get into some of the technology issues. Is there enough network bandwidth to move the amount of data? How much data is out there? How much is changing? What are the different regulations about moving data from remote offices? For example, if you've got a remote office that's in a different country, are there particular requirements, legislation that prohibits data movement from that facility to wherever you're moving the data to? So there's the technology, there's the business, there are the different threat risks that have to be contended with.
Okay, and how can mid-market CIOs reduce the risk of failure for DR at the remote locations?
So certainly having a plan, having a strategy, which means taking a look at conducting a business impact assessment, similar to understanding what the issues are at a localized type environment, but understanding what is out there, gaining insight, gaining management insight, getting control of that remote site as though it were a local type environment. That might mean moving all the resources back to a central IT, but it might also mean just getting control, gaining control, implementing processes and procedures to facilitate that. But what it means also is leveraging the different technologies and techniques, eliminating points of failure, eliminating or countering threat risks, implementing security, implementing physical security, logical security, implementing backups, regular backups, whether it's local at that remote site or bringing data back somewhere or sending it to a third party. It's leveraging different techniques to understand what the threat risks are and to be able to protect against those, leverage best practices for high availability, disaster recovery, and so forth.
Okay, I know some mid-market companies are using SaaS for remote backup. What issues should they be aware of when using this type of model?
Well, first off, I think leveraging software as a service, managed service, MSPs, cloud-based services, hosted type services. In other words, the facilities, the capability, the functions, the services for leveraging somebody else to send your data to. I think it's a great fit for remote type environments. And here's the reason why. Core IT should be an alternative to providing that service to that remote facility. In other words, if you think about it, from that remote facility standpoint, your options are to send it to some other service. That service could be Core IT. If Core IT is equipped to provide that service on a cost-competitive basis, they should then be in contention for providing that. Otherwise, that's where leveraging the third parties come into play. But having said that, that illustrates the coexistence nature of leveraging Core IT as a service. But what it also points out is that whether you're leveraging Core IT as that service or leveraging a third party, is to make sure that you're taking the steps to protect that data. Ironically, you send your data to that third party to be protected, but are you able to get the data back from that third party when you need it? Are you able to access it when you need it? Is that network going to allow you to get to that remote site to get the data? So what that means is taking steps, leveraging the ability to have a localized copy such that if you can't get to the remote, you can get to the local. what that local is protecting, or the remote is protecting in case you lose access to the local, but you still need to protect yourself if you can't get to the remote access, the remote data. Certainly leveraging things like security, encryption, protection of the information that's being sent to that.
Okay, and what about the costs for remote location DR? What pitfalls should mid-market companies be aware of when budgeting for these?
Well, costs become interesting in that one of the primary objectives many organizations go to, that third party, that cloud, that managed service provider, that hosting facility, that software as a service, that backup service, is for cost avoidance. It's a way of shifting cost, avoiding cost. Plus, most organizations aren't in the business of being in data protection or backing up data. So it's leveraging somebody who specializes in that capability. Where the hidden cost can come into play is how much is going to be charged for extra capacity to store the data on a monthly basis? How much extra will be charged for sending data over the network? How much extra will be charged, the hidden fees, for individual file restores or the a la carte, the add-on items, such as is there an extra fee for managing encryption keys? Is there an extra fee for providing a certain interface, whether it be NAS file-based, block-based, whether it's for supporting simple file copies, or whether it's also for supporting hosting of data for different access. So understanding what are the different hidden fees, what are the different requirements, and when will those fees come into effect?
Okay, and finally, I have a question on IP telephony and VoIP are really known to help with DR and backup. Are there any drawbacks to using them for remote location DR?
Well, I guess I need a little bit of a clarification here in that IP telephony, voice over IP are actually applications in themselves. So from the one standpoint, they support that communication aspect to be able to notify, to help communicate what's taking place, what needs to be done. But in reality, they need to be protected. They need to be secured as well. In other words, when you think about voice over IP, IP telephony, those resources, they need to be protected. So in other words, wherever those are being hosted from, whatever network services, they themselves need to be part of that protection plan. It's not just about protecting the data. It's about protecting the assets, the physical network, the switches, the routers, the servers that are hosting the IP telephony, the voice over IP, the voicemail system. So they need to be protected as well as part of being an enabler. It's similar, Karen, to the notion that virtualization. Virtualization can be used for consolidating servers, consolidating storage and networks, but also virtualization can be used for enabling BCDR. So what we have here is the capability of you have a technology that can enable, facilitate, but how they're also used also means they need to be protected. They need to be included as part of that plan.
Okay, and on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to Greg Schultz for speaking with us today, and thank you all for listening. Have a great day.